Good afternoon, and thank you for listening to The House Hunt with Laura Cusimano. I'm your host, Laura Cusimano of Lux House Hunters, the luxury division of New York and Florida, and managing broker of Long Island and Palm Beach House Hunters, exclusive buyer agents. We are a real estate firm that specializes in working only with buyers. You can find out more info on how to contact us by going to thehousehunt.info. It's great that you've tuned in. We're giving home buyers everywhere valuable information on the home buying process. Today I'm at 103.9 FM LI News Radio Station with Eagle Eye Professional Home Inspection LLC, Bruce Weller, and we're going to talk about why you should have your home inspected and answer some of the frequently asked questions that buyers and sellers often ask us. So hello, Bruce.
Hello, Laura.
It's great to have you with us today.
Great to be here.
Yep. So we're on The House Hunt, and today's topic is when and why should I have a home inspected?
Well, there are several reasons why you should have your home inspected. The primary reason to have a home inspected is if you're a prospective buyer of a home, you want to find out as much about that home as possible before you plunk down your hard-earned money to purchase your home. You want to know if the house has any defects or conditions that are serious and what needs to be done to get them fixed. Another reason to get a home inspection would be if you're about to sell your home. You'd want to know what the defects are and what the problems are so that when the purchaser comes with their home inspector, all the issues can be resolved.
So that's actually a smart idea. But before we go into more on the actual home inspection, I just want you to tell everyone that's out there listening to us a little more about you, maybe your background, what classes you've taken, what type of certifications you have to do to become a home inspector.
I'm a New York State licensed home inspector. In 2006, New York State started their licensing law, and that's when I became a licensed home inspector. Before that, I had 30 years experience with building and construction and safety inspections for an agency from the state of New York. I also have a bachelor's degree in industrial technology and a master's in management engineering.
Wow, so you have quite a list of credentials there. But really, to become a home inspector, there's just one certification that you need to take from New York State, correct?
That is correct. The New York State home inspector requires a class from a New York State-approved school. After the classroom training, there's field training where a prospective candidate would do inspections supervised by a licensed home inspector and then pass a test given by the state of New York.
Okay, and you're the president of the Metropolitan Association of Home Inspectors.
Yes, I am. The Metropolitan Association of Home Inspectors is a local organization of approximately 40 members, and we promote education and learning for our members. At our monthly meetings, I give short presentations of education, and we also bring in experts from different fields like heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, to get our inspectors top-notch, and the quality of education is very important because the more we know, the more we can inspect for when we inspect your home.
You know, and I feel the same exact way about being a real estate agent. You can never have too much education. You can help your buyer or the consumer so much more by being educated in your field and doing it full time. So in case you're just tuning in now, you are listening to The House Hunt with Laura Cusimano, and you can tune in regularly on Sundays at noon at 103.9 FM on Long Island and 900 AM in the Palm Beaches. You can also listen to us live from your computer by visiting thehousehunt.info. And if you go to the bottom of the page, you're going to see logos for the radio station. Just click on it, and then you'll see a button that says click here to listen live. So you can tell all of your friends and relatives anywhere. They can be anywhere in the U.S., and they can listen to our show on Sundays. And it's a great educational show for anyone that loves talking about real estate, wants to buy a house, or even wants to sell a house. So we're sitting here with Bruce, and he's a home inspector, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about home inspections. And, you know, the first thing I'm going to start with is, when do you do one? And, you know, I'm the buyer's agent. I take people around. I kind of scope out houses with them. We find one that they really like. And the next step I do is we do some research on the house. We negotiate a price and we get an accepted offer. And then it's time for the home inspection. Now, I always, I give my buyers a few different people that I recommend, and they're welcome to use whomever they want. If they have a family member that's a home inspector, or if they just were recommended by somebody else, I give them a choice, and they do, you know, they can interview as many as they want. And I do actually suggest that they do call the home inspectors first and just talk to them a little bit on the phone, so that way they're happy with who they're going to be using. And then we call Bruce up, and Bruce comes in and he does a home inspection. So how do you start doing a home inspection?
Starting with a home inspection, I always want my client to follow me around. I want them to get as much of an understanding of the house as possible, and I explain everything as I go. When we start on the outside of the house, we look at the property, we look at the roof, the windows, the doors, the siding, the exterior of the foundation. We look at decks and patios, driveways and walkways. Look at the grading of the property, because a property that's not graded well could definitely cause problems with water in the basement or crawl space or damage to the foundation. After the outside of the house is inspected, we go on to the inside, and we're looking at the electrical system of the home, electric outlets, looking at the plumbing, looking underneath all the kitchen sinks, bathroom sinks, flushing all the toilets, just checking all the plumbing and making sure everything is operational. The main electrical panel is also opened, looking for any indications of aluminum wiring, which is a safety concern. And I look at all the things that are visible and accessible.
So it's very good. I always follow, as an exclusive buyer agent, I always follow the home inspector around, and I always suggest to my buyer to follow them around as well, because you learn so much more about the house. You know, basically you're going in and out of so many houses trying to find the right house to buy, and you're in and out of it pretty fast. You really can't remember everything about the different rooms. And when you're doing a home inspection that actually takes several hours, you spend a lot of time looking at so many more of the details. You learn things about the house, important things like maybe where the water main is in case there's ever an emergency and you need to turn it off. And you can see things about the house that maybe you'll want to fix in the future. I think like having a home inspection done is also a good roadmap to your future on the house, of things that you may want to fix in the future, things that you may want to do a few years from now, because you give life expectancies on some of the items, and some of the things are maybe items that need to get repaired right away when they move in, and sometimes there are items that need to get renegotiated in order to complete the sale of the house. Also leaks. I mean, sometimes there's leaks and things in the house. So if there is a leak in New York State, who's responsible for taking care of that?
Typically, the seller's responsible to provide the house leak-free. So I often find leaks in roofs because of bad flashing, leaks around skylights, and very often plumbing leaks. Sometimes the homeowners aren't even aware of the leaks. Sometimes I'll see water stains, and we need to determine if that's an active leak or if it's just an old stain from an old leak that was repaired. And using my infrared camera and electronic moisture meter, if there's been rain in the period of, you know, when the house in recent time, we're able to determine whether or not it's an active leak.
So you actually have a meter that can sense moisture in walls, or what if a pipe is leaking? I guess you could tell if a pipe is leaking behind the wall.
If there's water staining, then I would be able to see signs of that. So with the water staining, we can look at those areas and see if they're actually wet or old stains.
Okay, so that's a moisture meter. And then what does the infrared do?
The infrared camera is not an X-ray vision. It doesn't see through walls. But if there is water on a wall and the water is evaporating, that's going to be cooler than the surrounding area, and that's going to show up on the infrared camera.
Okay, and these are all important things for a buyer to know so that they can make a smart decision. This is almost like an insurance policy in a way to buy a house, because you want to make sure that you're going to be able to afford to either do the upcoming repairs on it too. And then there's also structural problems. I think we're going to go more into that. And I also want to talk about termites, because I know that's another big thing. And we're going to do that in a few minutes. I just want to say that if anybody's out there right now and they're thinking about buying a house, now is a really great time to buy a home. And if you're ready to start looking and start your house hunting, we'd love you to call us at Long Island and Palm Beach House Hunters exclusive buyer agents today. The best way to find all of our contact info is by going to thehousehunt.info. You can get all of our information for all of our company websites there too. Bruce, we need to know, how do people get in contact with you?
My company is Eagle Eye Professional Home Inspection, LLC, located in Jericho, New York on Long Island. I travel to you. I do make house calls. You can reach me at 516-622-0568, or you can email me, bruce@eagleeyeprohome.com.
Okay, say that one more time for everyone.
The phone number is 516-622-0568, and the email is bruce@eagleeyeprohome.com.
Thanks, and we'll be right back.